but she is unlimitedly more merciful. So then they combine, and then they come as Gauranga. So how much mercy is there? I suppose enough for all of us. So what is this mercy? What is Krishna's mercy? Prema Gopi Madhuri said that I often say something new. That's certainly with Krishna very easy, because you say the same thing and it's always new. Krishna is ever fresh. Krishna is transcendental. Transcendental means that you can never know anything about him completely. He is unlimited. There is unlimited depth. Unlimited depth in Krishna's qualities. Even our Sampradaya Acharya Brahmaji in the Bhagavatam says that I don't know Krishna, Shiva doesn't know Krishna, Krishna himself doesn't know the limits of his glory. Of course, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that it's no defect if you don't know something that does not exist. So because limits of Krishna's glory do not exist, he doesn't have limits, so it's no problem if he doesn't know them. And Prabhupada in the purport there says that there is an eternal competition between devotees and Krishna, because devotees want to see Krishna happy, and they try to make Krishna happy, and Krishna becomes a little bit more happy than he was before, right? Because devotees try to make him more happy. And then he becomes a little bit more happy, and then devotee becomes a little bit more happy also, because he's successful, he made Krishna a little happier. And then Krishna says, oh, the devotee has become a little more happy. And the Krishna becomes even more happy. And then the devotee says, oh, Krishna has become even more happy. And then devotee becomes more happy. And then Krishna notices, oh, devotee has become even more happy. And this way I can continue for several days and I will never reach the end. So it is unlimited. Unlimited competition of bliss, of happiness. But what kind of happiness? So this is a good question. Yes, we want happiness, all of us, however we understand this happiness. Even masochists want happiness with their peculiar understanding of happiness. So everybody wants happiness, and oftentimes people think that yes, actually it's our great benefactor, George Harrison, his Krishna book, he says, all you need is love, yes. And then again, all you need is love. And then again, all you need is... And then, love is all you need. Yeah, you can Mishu has a better version of this. He can sing it for you. But what kind of love? Actually, do we need? One joke has made a big impression upon me several years ago. You know, it's two friends are talking, and one is asking the other, you know, hey Joe, do you love tomatoes? Joe says, well, to eat, yes. Otherwise, no. So there is some love, right? To eat. So what kind of love do we need? Do we need some that somebody loves us as a tomato? I assure you, you don't. You don't. You won't like it after some time. Is it okay? Is it that, you know, somebody loves us as a person? Also, this is one of the reasons if for example, the parents don't have proper appreciation of the personality of a child, then, you know, teenage years are when the teenagers rebel against the parents' love, even though it's love, right? They rebel. Because this was my experience when I met my Guru Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj. He looked at me and I was surprised, because somebody looked actually at me. So because relatives love me as a body, right? That's why whenever you call or write to your parents, the first thing you say is, I have eaten and I'm well dressed. I wear warm clothes, yeah? Because that's the main question they have, you know. So, have you eaten? And are you dressed properly? So you can start with it. Yes, I have eaten. And yes, I have a cap or something there. Socks. I'm wearing socks. But that's not enough, right? We are more than just the body to be kept warm and not hungry. So then we have some acquaintances. Acquaintances are those who like us as the mind. They like our style. They like our behavior, like our maybe character in general. So the mind, yeah, mental side. But we are not the mind either. So then we have maybe a few friends who like us as the intelligence. And with them we can get together and discuss philosophy. You know, like sit together and say, material world sucks. And he says, yes. But spiritual life is great. Yes. So and we are lucky if we have a few like that. Then we can discuss on the platform of intelligence. But that's not enough either. Yeah, so this was for me a special experience when the spiritual master looked at me, and I saw he doesn't look at me as a body, doesn't look at me as the mind, and not as the intelligence either, but looks at me as me. I thought, wow, somebody actually looks at me. Hare Krishna, wonderful. So I asked blessings for spiritual life. And still I'm asking. So love, right? So love, it's good if somebody, first of all, sees us, loves us as a person, not just the body, mind, intelligence or something, but as a person who is inside of all of this. It's important. And even then, it's something else is needed. What is needed? You all know, I'm sure, but before we come to the answer to this question, what else is needed? Even you are loved, what else is needed? I want to share with you the story which I like very much for some hard-to-explain reason from Chaitanya Lila. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 531 years ago on this beautiful Purnima. That was a special occasion. Everybody was chanting the names of Krishna because it was a special day of eclipse. Everybody was taking bath, chanting the names of Krishna. And on dandavats.com yesterday, Gita Pavana Prabhu has published an article about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's horoscope, about his chart. That's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chapter 13, yeah, all in all detail. You have Leo Lagna, Leo Ascendant. Yes. And usually you can notice that all the avatars have a very strong fifth house. All of them. It's very interesting. So whenever you can find a chart of actual avatar, that's how they study in India, astrology, then you will see that the fifth house will be super powerful. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Jupiter in his own house, in the fifth house. In Rashi and also in all the other harmonic charts, also very strong. So, therefore, his grandfather Vishvam who was a great astrologer. That was science for big scholars. It's not a cheap science that you see in the newspaper nowadays. At the end of the newspaper, that this week you can expect this and that. That's just a small reflection. Oh, thank you. Very nice. Small reflection. And he said, yes, this, we should call him Vishwambar. So he gave him several names, great names. And they knew this is Krishna. Advaita Acharya knew and that something is happening, that today is a very special day. Also, What first pastimes do you know of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What some of the earliest pastimes do you know? The earliest pastime, one of the earliest pastimes. That recently, one little video made circles on internet, gathering millions and millions of views. One devotee, Hari Parshad, recently, I think 2 years ago, he got a son, and so he took a little video of how the son is crying. And until he and the mother started chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. And he listens. And then again, they stop. He starts crying. Then again, Hare Krishna, he stops crying. So that's actually a bona fide pastime for a child. Yes? It's very authorized. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the main and first who showed it. He made everybody chant Hare Krishna. Because they noticed, you know, as soon as they chant Hare Krishna, he stops crying. So that was his earliest pastime. He already, just appearing, he already made everybody chant Hare Krishna. Yeah? So, earliest, one of the earliest pastimes. And then throughout his life, he did many amazing things. Some more amazing, some even more amazing. I'm sure all of you have, I hope all of you have some favorite pastimes that you like in Chaitanya Lila. If not, you must quickly find some. How do you do this? You get Chaitanya Charitamrita, you get Chaitanya Bhagavata, which, by the way, we already have audio of, at least the texts. Two audios in English of Chaitanya Charitamrita, also two of Chaitanya Bhagavata. And if you know other languages, you have a German also, with the purports also, yes. So you can listen and find which pastime is your favorite in Gaura Lila. And when Niranjana Maharaj was asked, he said his favorite pastime in Gaura Lila is the pastime with Kalavacha Sridhar. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming and teasing Kalavacha Sridhar, yes, trying to get pumpkins and cups and bananas. And can you imagine bargaining with Sridhar? By the way, when Prabhupada came to New York, he started bargaining in the supermarkets, because you know, in many Oriental bazaars, if you don't argue, that's a disrespect. It's disrespectful to the merchant. You know, what is this? Why do you not? Unless you already have an established relationship. And interestingly enough, the shop assistant girl, actually, she Prabhupada was buying some spices, I think, and then she said, it's $4. And Prabhupada said, no, it's $2. He said, no, sir, it's $4. He said, no, it's $2. I know the price. Which is the correct way to argue. You must know the price. Not just bring it out, but you must know the price. And she was actually so charmed that she actually sold. She got $2 from her pocket and she sold it for for $4 to Srila Prabhupada. Anyway, these are some early pastimes of Prabhupada. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to Kalavacha Sridhar, and Kalavacha Sridhar was already selling super cheap. He was not greedy at all. He, in fact, was doing this just to keep his Ganga worship. You know, he didn't even have a roof without holes. His roof had holes. So when it was raining, it was dropping on him. But he didn't mind, because he was, you know, in ecstasy. So, and even from that little money, he used half for Ganga Puja. So he just did this as his duty. And he never charged a lot. So there, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he would come and he would say, how much are these bananas? And Kalavacha Sridhar would say, well, they are, you know, one dozen is one paisa, half paisa or something, whatever. One kauri or two kauris, conch shells they used as coins. And Nimai would say, this is too much. No, it should be less. either way. No, you go in the market, you look, nobody has such prices as I have. And you might say, no, you are a secret capitalist. You are hoarding, one day I will expose you. You are hoarding some treasures in your home. and sometimes he would just speak and said, you are always overcharging me. So today I will just take this pumpkin and cook the porridge with it. And Kolovecha Shridhar would say, hey, sir, Prabhu, Pandiji, you should pay. And then he would think, oh, anyway. Actually, it's strange. This is not my favorite pastime, so I will just repeat it. I don't ask you how, you know, it sounds a little strange. Yes, at least he didn't beat me. Sometimes even that happens, you know. And then he said that, anyway, I didn't know that I have something to give to the brahmanas. Now it turns out I could have given a pumpkin. So it's nice. Let it be a donation to the brahmanas. So he would offer this, you know, let go of this, and he would offer this to... So, to me it sounds strange, you know. But, maybe to some of you, if it sounds strange, it's okay. I understand. But when Mahaprabhu was actually performing his Shat Praharya Mahaprakash, I think it was called, yeah? He was manifesting that he is God, and he was telling everybody that I was the one who saved you. I was the one who, when you were in trouble, I came as the boat boatman. I came as a doctor. I came as this, as that, and I helped you. He was telling everybody, and he would give blessings to all the devotees. Whatever they asked, all the blessings they wanted, he was giving to everybody. And he was showing that he's God. And then he said, please bring me Shridhar. I said, who? You know, the Kolovecha Shridhar. And I said, we don't know who this is. And then he said, well, you go to... Actually, now you can go there. Bhaktisiddhanta ji found it. It's between Advaita Bhavan and Jagannath Mandir. So behind Jagannath Mandir, if you go into the field, you can find a little temple. That's Kolovecha Shridhar's house, old house. I mean, that's where the house was. So he told him, you go there, out of the village, and then listen. What will you hear? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. In the night, that's Shridhar. So you bring him. So they brought, and so Mahaprabhu Nimai said that, oh, Shridhar, I'm so happy with you, with your devotion. So I want to give you any blessings. So please ask me for something. And Shridhar said, oh, Mahaprabhu, I have no desires. So then he said, no, ask me. I will give you liberation. I will take you to the spiritual world. He said, oh, Mahaprabhu, I'm completely satisfied. And he said, I will give you 8 mystic powers, or I will make you Lord Brahma, the first living entity in the universe, the controller of the universe. And Shridhar would say, no, not this, please. That, no, please. I'll make you a king. No, Mahaprabhu, no, not the king, please, not the king. So then Nimai told Shridhar, please, make me happy, ask for something. For my pleasure. Not for yourself, but for my pleasure. Ask for something. And... then Kolovecha Shridhar, he said, well, what should I ask for? Okay, if you want to give me some blessing, okay, then life after life, let me be this pumpkin and banana leaf seller, and life after life, you come as Nimai Pandit and tease me. Tease me. How do you say tease? Drajiti. Yes. So you can see that he was actually very happy with this. He was very happy. Although Nimai Pandit Gauranga was taking things from him, but he was. So this brings us to the question I asked. What is needed more than the situation when you are loved for who you are? It's not enough to make you happy. When you are loved, definitely not enough, 100% not enough. Yes, you need to love. You need to love. If you don't love, it doesn't matter if you're loved or not. I mean, of course, it makes it easier to live, but it's not enough to be happy. You can be actually miserable, totally, if you don't love. And again, what love is means not to get, but to give. And this is what Sridhar Kolevecha demonstrates. He's very happy in not to get, but to give and to serve. And you can see he's so happy, he doesn't care about being a king, doesn't care about having all the mystic powers. He doesn't care about being the top, most powerful living entity in the universe. Even about liberation, going out of this material world. He doesn't care. He's so happy. He's so satisfied in his loving service. So this brings me to my favorite pastime, which is very suspicious why it is favorite, but I will tell it anyway. I already told you before, but it's so nice I will tell it again, and it's still nice, hopefully, at least for me. If not, you just tolerate, okay? You just tolerate this. So this is Chaitanya Bhagavata, chapter 12, from Adikanda. So this is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still in Navadvip. He was a young, brilliant scholar. And this was just on the verge when he... this was before he openly started the Sankirtan movement, the movement of chanting and singing the holy names. And playing music, yes. So, now the pastime, Hare Krishna. So, everybody, you definitely should, Bhaktisiddhanta said that everybody should read Chaitanya Bhagavat 100 times. Yes. And then he said that all over the world people will learn Bengali to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in Prabhupada's books it's easy to do because Prabhupada can just read word for word. And then in by the time you finish Chaitanya, you know, the first few volumes, you will start understanding a lot from Bengali. It's a sweet language. You already had it. It's okay. It's enough. So, this is the story about how Gauranga was going for a walk in the Navadvip town. His night on the town. Yes, he was going out to see what's up. And, you know, in the town, and even demigods, even great yogis, even great saints may have to do austerity for thousands of years before they can see him. It's not cheap to see God. Yes, when we know from all the traditions, you know, when somebody sees God, it's an extremely high accomplishment. It's an extremely rare achievement. But here, Nimai Pandit would himself go out into the city. Navadvip was a great learning center. Something, you know, Navadvip at that time sounded something like Oxford. Oxford, Harvard, some, you know, great place of learning. In fact, Navadvip was famous for logic, an extremely powerful school of logic. Navadvip, Navya Nyaya. Closer, huh? I will go this way anyway. This way is at least chance I will postpone my hunch a little longer. Hare Krishna. Like this, yes? Too authorized. Too, I mean, it's like in a surrender to Gauranga. Yes, so even great saints and yogis have to struggle to see him. But here, he himself goes out to meet different people. So the first, so he goes onto the street, and the first person he sees is the clothes merchant, the person who sells dhotis and saris. I'm sure if you have been to India, you definitely have seen some. And if you didn't look at them, and you were going nearby, for example, in Loi Bazaar, then definitely you have heard them. Because you would be passing down the Loi Bazaar, and they would say, Prabhu, Haribol, Haribol. I don't know how do they address ladies. I know they would always, Mataji, yeah, Mataji, Mataji, Haribol. My friend always says, look, you do what he says. He says Hari Bol, you do Hari Bol. You chant Hare Krishna. Don't look at him, just chant. He says Hari Bol, chant Hari. So you chant Hari, don't go there. Okay, some migration problem. We have some space here. If anybody... So the clothes merchant, so the first Nimaisi, so he comes in, I'm sure that this clothes merchant he invited, I don't know if they were saying Haribol, but I don't know how they invited, but they invited certainly everybody. So he comes in and he says, what good clothes do you have? So he would show, okay, this is like this, this is that cloth, this is silk, this is cotton, this is... I don't know if they had guru cotton at that time, but good quality cotton.
Best quality.
Best quality, yes. And then Gauranga would choose what he liked. He would say, oh, okay, this looks good, and this also is nice. And then he would say, oh, I have no money. And what did the clothes merchant say? He said, sir, why do you speak about money? You go home, you wear the clothes, then when you have money, you come and then you pay afterwards. Yes? Actually, this is happening until today in India. You know, they will, you know, Prabhu, just take, then bring money later. Yes? In one shop, this you know, near MVT, this across from MVT, this I heard he is Radharaman Goswami. Yeah. I heard Radharaman Goswami, that he's Biharji. Ananda. I chose Amla and something else, and I said, Prabhu, how much is this? He said, Prabhu, what is this? This is your shop. Why are you asking? Give what you want. What is this? Like some, you know, like some strange person, you know, like if you are here for the first time. Just give what you think is good. Why ask? He felt insulted. You know, what is this? Like, you know, like not, like if, as if it's not your shop, you know. The special mood is there. But of course, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is especially special. So what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? What did Gauranga do? He smiled at the shopkeeper and looked mercifully at the shopkeeper. Would you want that Gauranga looks at you mercifully? That's the perfection of life. If Gauranga looks at you one time from the corner of his eye, mercifully, the whole universe, Vishvam Purna Sukhayate, filled with happiness. You don't care about anything else. Tridashapur Akasha Pushpayate. Heavenly pleasures is some phantasmagoria, useless, not interesting. If Gauranga looks at you from the corner of his eye. So he looks at this clothes merchant. Then he goes, he visits some cowherd people, and he says, oh, do you have some yogurt? And they say, oh, yes, we have yogurt. Uncle, And please, we have also rice, we have ghee, we have butter, we have everything. Please take as much as possible. And don't you remember, you would always come to our place, life after life. And Krishna, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that actually this was true. They lived also in Braj, in Vrindavan. And he would always take milk products from them. So he smiled and he laughed with them, ate some rice, and then he went on to a perfume shop. Perfume shop. Oh, perfume shops. What's a perfume shop? A perfume shop is a shop with natural oils. And natural oils, you should know, maybe you have, I remember in the school we learned that rose oil is more expensive than gold. Have you heard it? It's very expensive, yeah? I have this experience in Vrindavan. I asked about aguru, because Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Krishna's body smells of aguru. That's some type of a tree. So I asked them, do you have aguru oil? And they said, well, here's a little, you know, this gave me something like this. Okay, this is 7 rupees. 7 rupees, which is like 10 cents. It's chemical, but it's, you know, it's aguru. I looked, okay, it says chemical, and it says aguru. Okay, I said, can I have the natural, the real one? Yeah, sure, but we have to order. Okay, order is okay, all right, I can wait, I'm here. And how much will it cost? And they say, how much do you want? I said, same like this, you know, what, 10, how many is 10 milligrams? Or, yeah, 10 milligrams, how much it will cost? Well, 10 milligrams, okay, $3,000. Actually, sorry. So he comes to that perfume shop, and this man says, oh, this is a good one, and this is a fresh one, and this is another good one. So take this, and maybe you will like this one. And he offers him some little container with oil, and Nimai takes, and he says, oh, this smells very good. So, how much do I need to pay you for this? And the oil merchant said, Prabhu, sir, why are you talking about money? You go home. You go home. You use it. And if after you take bath, you like how you smell, then you come and give whatever you think is good. After that. Yes. You take bath. Yes. Oil you use before bath, then after coming from Ganga, then you, if you like the smell of these perfumes, then you give whatever you think is proper. And what does Gauranga do? He looks mercifully at this oil merchant, giving him his blessings. And then he goes to the next shop, the pan seller. So pan, we don't eat pan because it slightly has something like intoxication. But it's, I'm sure all of you have eaten the cousin of pan, betel nut. The cousin of betel nut is noce muscato, nutmeg. Yeah? All of you have eaten noce muscato. Everybody knows? How do you call this? Nutmeg? Yeah. So it's a cousin of betel nuts, and it's, in fact, stimulating for digestion. It has some stimulation. So they take it after food to stimulate, to help digestion. There are some not very healthy mixtures, and there are some like normal mixtures. We even have this offered in the temples. Like in Radharaman, they offer, and there is a leaf, and there is some nuts cut inside. That's the classic chewing gum. You know? So then this betel nut seller, he prepares the best possible pan. Yes, he cuts the best nuts, he adds some other nuts, he adds some spice, cardamom, open cardamom, and then he adds, what else? I don't know what else, but they add different spices, and he says, please take. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, how much does it cost? How much I owe you? And the pan seller says, Prabhu, please enjoy it. This is for you. I am not charging anything. Don't bring me anything. It's my gift for you. He says, happily. And Gauranga takes this, puts it in his mouth. Yes. Wouldn't it be nice? You cook something or you take a fruit and Gauranga comes. And he says, oh, what do you have? And you say, oh, I have an apple. He says, can I take? And he says, oh, please. And then you give him nice. And then he says, how much do I owe you? You say, Prabhu, you know, Mahaprabhu, please, just take, just eat, right? Wouldn't that be nice? So that's what he was doing. He's coming to every place. Then he goes to the garland maker. And the garland maker, as soon as he sees Gauranga, he immediately takes the best garland he has, and he says, this is for you. And no charge. Nimai Pandit says, why no charge? He says, something tells me from my heart to give it to you like this, just without money. Who else did he visit? So, weaver, perfumes, oh, conch seller, and he gives him the best conch with nice sound, beautiful conch, and he takes this conch and he says, no charge, please, just use it. Use it for your puja, use it where you want. And then, yes, he goes to the astrologer. He goes to the best astrologer in the town. So obviously they had many good astrologers. So he goes to the good, famous astrologer. And he's so good, he can tell you your past lives. It's rare. You cannot see, really, your past life from your horoscope. It doesn't really show, actually. Don't believe if anybody says you otherwise. That's just, it doesn't show. It's impossible to actually say it clearly. You can say something, you can see something, maybe some indications, but not precisely. So to see the past life, one has to be very advanced, and it's revealed in a meditation. Yes. Once in Jagannath Puri, we found a good Brahman astrologer, and he told us this and this, quoting Shastra, quoting Sanskrit for every thing he said. And then we asked everything we wanted to ask. Then we decided, oh, let's ask about past life. I said, can you tell us about past life? Said, oh, past life. He said, tomorrow I will take bath. I will chant mantra. And I will meditate. And if I see, I will tell you. So come day after tomorrow in the evening. And if I see, I will tell you. If I don't see, I will not tell you. Honest. Right? So he goes to this astrologer and he says, you know, this and that. And he says, who I was in my past life? And we have this story both in Chaitanya Bhagavat and in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's interesting. He chants his mantra, he goes into meditation, and then he sees all the dashavatar, all the 10 incarnations. First Matsya, fish, then Kurma, the tortoise, all the 10 incarnations, 10 avatars. And he sees that the source of all the creations. So then he, first he thinks, maybe this Brahmana makes fun of me. What is this? He chants, and he's the chant. This astrologer gets his power by chanting Gopal mantra. So he chants Gopal even more concentrated, in a more concentrated way. And it becomes even brighter. He chants even more focused. Krishnaya Govindaya. And it becomes even more bright. He's bewildered. He thinks, this is strange. What is this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks him, So, what do you see?
So the astrologer says, sir,
according to my meditation, my chanting, and your chart, in your past life, you have been the absolute truth. And Gauranga laughs. He says, I'm not sure if you're a good astrologer, because I know that I was, in my past life, a cowherd boy. And I was protecting cows. That's what
bewilders us. Bewilders, you know. Turns our head. And we can only think, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And we want to just give things to him. And we are happiest when he takes. Or when he comes and asks. Oh, just say, can you please sing this tune for me, please? He comes and says, and you will say, yes, of course, my pleasure, my ecstasy. So, that's Mahaprabhu's mercy. And he gives all kinds of mercy. He's very merciful. He's Karuna Avatar. He's the most merciful avatar.
Maha namo mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradayata. You're the most mahavadanya, the most magnanimous, the most kind Lord. So he comes and he wants, you know, if you can give whatever you can. If not, just take. Okay, no problem, just take. Just listen with pleasure, hear with pleasure, eat with pleasure. Bhagavad Gita, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if somebody just hears, somebody reads, he worships me with intelligence. If somebody just hears without criticizing, he goes to Dhruvaloka. He goes to a spiritual planet in this universe where he gets wonderful association until he becomes fully perfect. To go to the spiritual world. And everybody has some talent you can use for Krishna. You can, sometimes you don't even know you have this talent. I know so many devotees who are wonderful singers and they didn't know they are a singer before they became a Hare Krishna. Some became wonderful cooks. Yes. Some became wonderful administrators and leaders and managers. Some have become wonderful book distributors. So you can sing, you can chant, you can. There are so many things you can do. So you can find something you can give to Gauranga. And I have a personal agenda here. Hare Krishna. If you need an idea what you can give to Gauranga, you can dictate audiobooks. I have listened all the audio. We have Mahibharata's brother, Simon, who dictated several books. But there is more. And also there are purports. Yes? So you can read them in Slovenian. You can read them in Croatian. You can read them in Serbian. You can read them in Bosnian. You can read them in English also. Until today, we don't have this in English with the purports. And don't feel shy. I have an accent or something. No problem. I will listen happily. Because it's not there in English, for example. Right? So that's book distribution. You know, nowadays all the books are already online. You can just give the, you know, where it is, and they can already read, and it works. You just need to, more important is interest, to create interest in a person, create a question. create some trust or attraction or faith. So if you, for example, make some audiobooks, that means at least 50, 100 people will listen to you. You have distributed 100. Just imagine if you could distribute 100 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. It's a wonderful service. And you read and you speak and it's all together is there. It's a good series. Anyway, that's my personal agenda. That's my motivated piece. So, you know, I think literacy levels are high, right? You can read, I hope. So, you can read. You can read aloud, record, and then put it online somewhere, archive.org, and you tell us where, and we will listen happily. Hare Krishna. So many things. Make garlands, dance for Krishna. Hear, chant, associate, smile, you know, if necessary, frown, where appropriate, whatever is more appropriate, wear. And main thing, let's try to connect with Gauranga, one way or another. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Gauranga!
So it goes in waves. Hare Krishna. Questions, points, comments, anything you want to? Yes? Pardon? Samozainim procesam. Ja, seveda. Yes. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one process is enough. Any process. Can you go to the spiritual world just with one process? Without japa. Rupa Goswami says, yes, you can. And we have examples. Akrura was just praying. Arjuna was a friend. Hanuman was serving. Yeah, so they did just one process, but perfectly. Okay? Perfectly. So, yes. Otherwise, we have a special offer, promotion deal from Srila Prabhupada, where he says, you know, you have these just principles, and follow these principles, chant just 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, without offense. And you go in this life to the spiritual world. It's a very good deal. I'm telling you. So by His mercy, we can reach that. And come on, 16 rounds. You know, this is Haridas Thakur was chanting 192 rounds. Yes. There are still devotees who do this, actually. Yeah, if 16 rounds are difficult, try chanting 64. Then you will be completely. It will become completely clear. 16 rounds is not difficult. Hare Krishna. Something else? Yes. Yes, you can share with one person what is your personal favorite lila of Gauranga. Everybody can think. Is there some lila which you like especially? You may not know why, but you like it. So you can think about this. Which lila do you like? What attracts you? And again, you can pray, you can try to offer something to him. This is the new year, you can make some new year resolution that, dear Gauranga, I intend that this year I will be even more humble. Of course, you know, it's all it's impossible, but, you know. You know, because, again, this is some special love magic. You know, if he takes, if he accepts, you know, maybe he'll do like he did with those merchants. You know, he'll come and he'll take. Or as he did with Sudama, Brahmana, by snatching out this rice that he had. And he considered this is so much, this rice. Yeah, he brought this rice, just a morsel. He didn't even have anything in his house. He asked his wife, do we have anything? They didn't, so she asked from the neighbors. And he brought, and he saw this, you know, palace that Krishna had, sapphire walls, coral columns, and emerald floors. By the way, good idea for our temple. It's bona fide, yeah? It's bona fide. Emerald floor is okay. And so he felt shy. He felt shy. I need some guidance here. How long can I talk? 1 hour or only half hour? I should have finished already. You're waiting for me. Okay, then 20 minutes only. So you're ready, yeah? You're waiting for me to shut up. No, I'm just asking because I don't know. I know it's already time, but I don't know how far you are. Yeah? Okay. But this is such a good story, I must tell. No, Sudama comes and he sees this opulence and he thinks, I'm not giving it. You know, this flat rice. You know, that usually it smells, if you go to India, this is traveler's food, cheapest food. You know, it's usually like 8 rupees. Normal rice, 30 rupees. This rice, 8, 7 rupees. And usually it smells with mice, you know. Because it's in the shop somewhere in the corner. And also basmati sometimes also smells. So he says, I'm not giving it. But then Krishna says, no, you must have brought something. And, you know, and then he says, oh, what is this? And he says, I have some, what is this? Oh, you brought some chira rice from Porbandar. And he takes one and he, it's good. Yes, and then he, And then Rukmini, she smiles and she holds his hand. And one smile, different meanings. You know, she looks at... She looks at Krishna. She looks at Krishna, and Krishna understands. She looks at. It's in the text that, you know, Krishna. One morsel you ate, you already made me his slave. I already don't know what can I give to him. That's already, you know, more than I can give. If you eat 3 morsels, you want to throw me out of the house so that I always with Sudama, please. You know, it's enough. To the co-wives, to the other, or maid-servants, there are no co-wives there, maid-servants, her friends, girls, she smiles in such a way that they understand, oh, if he eats another morsel of this rice, he'll have bad stomach. You know, it's very coarse, very, you know, rough food. She smiles to them. And to Sudama, she smiles that, dear Brahmana, you know, I want to distribute it to all of my friends, some Mahaprasad. You know, if Krishna eats everything, he will have no Mahaprasad. So everybody is very happy. You know? One smile, everybody understands the perfect perfect thing. Everybody is very satisfied. So, yes, Krishna can come and take it, even by force. But you can think, you can find something that you can give. You can meditate, you can try to offer some quality this year, some service this year that you think will be a good service. And if he takes, that is also a blessing. This is a blessing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Purnima 531 ki jai, ISKCON Slovenia, ISKCON Ljubljana, Kira, Nidaj Gorman and the...